see what Gemara says about parable. Let's see what the whole fuss is about in the sugya. And as you see, this is the last Tashma. When we finish this Tashma, hopefully we'll try to sort out the maskana of the Gemara. Tashma machikin es hamishra min hayerek. Mishra is a hole in the ground in which you put water and you soak flax. And that the water of the mishra doesn't do damage to your ruckus. It's very good for your ruckus to have more water. But the flax, whatever it is from the flax that goes into the water, that does damage. Ves hakreshim min habitzalim, which also, I'm not sure how that does damage to the bitzalim. Ves hachardol min hadevirim, and the chardol from the bees. The bees are the nizik, the chardol is the mazik. Rashi says that when bees eat mustard, they get very thirsty and they drink up their dvash. So the chardol is mazik the devirim. So tamadi iko yerek, holeke yerek samach. The raya starts the same. So raya, you only have to be marchik if the yerek is there already. Holeke yerek, it could be samach vaita, raya to abaya. More like yako yerek, nami lo samach, hakamash malo, and the hanukashi ahadodi. Same terrace as the Gemara said numerous times on this page, that it could be if lavdafka it's there first, but it mentions it to tell you what the problem. What's talking the problem with Chardol? The problem is that it's Mazik Devarim. What's the problem with Mishra? That it's Mazik Yerek. So, Yehachi Eimah Sefer, Yehsi Mata B'Chardol. So now, the Gemara comes to the Sugya of Chardol. The Gemara's next Kasha Teretz, Kasha Teretz, Kasha Teretz are what needs Hezbir. But before we start, there's a koliastika kasha on the sugya, and then we'll work on pshat. The kasha on the sugya is asked by the Rajba. The Rajba asks, if I have food in my house, and your animal breaks into my house, into my rishus, and eats the food, and from eating the food it gets sick. So now you're calling me a mazik because my food made your animal sick. So I'm potter. I could tell you, Tucher Vishusi, my boy, what is your animal doing in my property? I'm allowed to have in my property food that's not good for your animal. If your animal comes into my property and it eats food in my property, so Tucher Vishusi, my boy, what is that? What's that going to do? Well, it's not my problem. If you come into my rishus and you get hurt, and that's pashit, it's a gemara bava kama. In Cain, in fact, the Rashba, what's going on here? Your bees come into my rishus, eat my chardol, and they get sick from it, and therefore they ruin the honey. So for that, you want me to pay? What are your bees doing in my rishus? This is the Rajma's kasha. Well, how does the sugi start? Why is the Bala Chardol responsible for Devarim coming into his Rishos? He's not doing anything. He's not a mazik. So the Rajma applies it to Tzarachin. He doesn't have a pshat. The Achrayim try certain mahalchim to answer. Let me share with you the Rav Aaron Leib Steinman in the Ayelas HaShachar. He has something of a mahalach. He says, why am I taka potter by tucher b'shusi, my boy? If I have food in my rishus and your animal comes in, why am I taka potter? He says, tucher b'shusi, my boy, is a p'tur that I'm just a gairim ba'alma. I'm not mazik. It's a grama ba'alma. If that's true, so now right away you'll jump up and you'll ask me, a grama? You mean I have to pay lotes yedei shemayim? Right? We know a Geir Grama Yepelach is the Day Shemayim. But it's not true. Only a Geirim of Adam HaMazik is Chayiv Latzis Yedei Shemayim. A Geirim of Mamed HaMazik, Pashtus is Potter. So he says, when your Shar comes into my Rishos, eats my food, and my food was Mazik you, the Ptur is Alts Gram. So that's why indeed a Mazik I'm Potter. I say, Tocher Bishusim I buy. However, in this case, Chayimim, all nisrei shreinim are gromis that I have to be marchik from you. If you hold ala mazik laharchik esatzma, they're all gromis. Gefes and zevel is also a groma. By nisrei shreinim, there's a chiyav archaka, even something that's a groma. And mameila, the baal ha-chardol has to be marchik, like the rabbi. This is his explanation. It's also, I think, it's a big chiddush to say that if your animal comes into my rishus, the reason I don't have to pay is because I'm only a grum. The reason I don't have to pay is because I'm not responsible if someone comes into my rishus, right? Kol ba'echad v'shina, ba'achar v'shina ba'epater. If somebody did something mishoni, your animal walks into my rishus, my animal kicks your animal, so I'm pater. Not because it's a grama, because kol the gemara said shaloshim bo echad v'shina. You did a davar mishuna. Your animal came into my rishus, and now my animal kicks your animal. I'm potter because you don't belong in my rishus.
If you can say that, though, then it's very good over here, because it's not shina.
It's
normal that the bees are going to come
into
your.
So it could be here. It's not shina because the bees are not. You can't do a shmir on bees, and therefore the bees are going to come in. So the reason of Baruch HaVishina doesn't apply. The reason of Grama, he's saying, maybe that's all Nichol what he said. Over there you have the reason of Shina, which doesn't apply. Over there you have the reason of Grama, which does apply. Over there Grama is part, and to hear Grama you have to be Marchik. So maybe that's the pshat. What?
You said that
it's another possible mahalach. See, every mahalach has holes in it. This is Rabban Leib Steinman's mahalach. You really could have another mahalach. You could say, since bees are lav b'nei shmira, can't be shomer bees, which is the reason in the first place why a bee doesn't have a din of shame when it comes in and eats my chad. Because the bees, the Shita Uvesta says, bees are lav b'nei shmira. Therefore, now the therefore is a little hard here. Since the bees are not b'nei shmira, therefore, so finish it up. So therefore, when your bees eat my chardol, I'm responsible. How are you going to finish your argument? It's like a rough mitzvah that your bees are going to eat my chardol. Even though your thing came to me. Even though your thing came to me. Okay, this is the lashon. I saw in some of the acharonim say such a lashon that. What's that?
No,
bees are mine. The bees belong to me. No one can steal my bees. I can't control it. You know what I mean? It's not mine. If you steal my bees, you have to pay me. They're my bees. Definitely my bees. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama that they're my bees. If my bees land on your branch or your tree, so the Mishnah says I could cut off the branch to get my bees home. That's one of the takanis in the Bava Kama. But they're my bees. You mean they're out of my control? I can't control them. Yeah, you have to have some approach, something like that. You can't control the bees. So it's like a rough matsui that they'll get sick. He doesn't say you marchik the devarim. He says matir b'chardol. Yeah, you see matir b'chardol. What does it mean, harchek? It means mamish harchek, or it means you're responsible for them? Well, harchek, obviously, you could be marchek them. That's the whole shayla. If you could have it close by, there's a certain distance where the bees are not going to go. I mean, why it's called labanei shmira?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it taka? Why is it called bees on labanei shmira? Why are we calling bees labanei shmira? I could take the bees and move them to my other property, not near charedim. So that was in the Sivis's hagdama to the perek, that I'm not mechuyev to do a type of shmira which doesn't allow me to use my own rishus in a normal way. Rachal is talking the same way. So, yeah, but how I mean to answer, to explain, is when it says such a lashon that the bees are labanei shmira, it doesn't mean that I can't move them away. I could move them away, but that level of shmira is not a chiyuv. What?
Some of the
reason
is what?
That you can move them away. I don't want to complicate the issue. The Rashba lies in the Tzarechian. So whatever way we try to answer, the Tzarechian, we go via that anyway. The halacha is that the Adinei Harchaka, anyway, however we'll understand it. And the Shaila now is how to understand the Shakla V'Tari of this next Gemara. This Gemara has a kasha. It says Bishlom al Abaya al Rav Kasha, has a kasha, has a teretz. Then the second kasha like the Rabbanon and a teretz like the Rabbanon. The third kasha like Rabbi Yaisi and a teretz like Rabbi Yaisi. That's the guts of the Gemara. It's quite impossible to understand the Shakla V'Tari of the Gemara the way the Gemara reads, because it leaves out a lot. And like the Maram says, Rashi is Makata very much. Because of that, Tosfos, the long Tosfos, the Eloi, is Masber Rashi. So what we're going to do today is work on the pshat of these six steps in the Gemara. Kasha Teretz, Kasha Teretz, Kasha Teretz. Again, the first Kasha and Teretz is Bishlom al-Abai Avala Rav Kasha, and the Teretz. Then a Kasha like the Rabbanan, and a Teretz, a Kasha Rav Yaisi, and a Teretz. That's pretty much what we're going to work on today's pshat. If we work on the pshat properly, we'll see the main nekuda of the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara's kasha. Yehachi Emos Seif. We have a kasha on Rava. That's going to be Bishlom Aleid Abaye on the Rava kasha. Yeh, correct the Gemara. Emos Seif. Reb Yosi Mata B'charvel Neshiyah Chaloyim Alei Ad Shartayim Lihachi Chardalech Min Divurayi. He says, 1 minute, the bees ruined the chardal too, not just the chardal on Mazik the bees. Like Bishlam, that it's Samich, it's good. Like Rava, that it's Loi Samich, it's Shver. Okay, so we have to figure out what's good like Abaya, what's Shver like Rava. We have to figure out what's good in Abaya like Rabbanan and like Rabbi Yaisi, and we have to figure out what's good, what Shver and Rava say like Rabbanan and say like Rabbi Yaisi. So here we need Tosfos. The Maram plugs it into Rashi. Those of you who don't have, I made a copy of the Maram that I have in my Gemara. My Gemara, I broke up the Maram. He explains the first Kasha, then he explains the Teretz. He explains the next Kasha, next Teretz. The Maram would have broken it in separate pieces, it would be more readable. That's one gigantic Maram. It's hard. Those who don't have copies already, you can get it after the shir. I'll leave them on the desk. But basically, I'd like to try to sketch out the Gemara, because I want to show you there are going to be two. I have to warn you, every Rishon has a slightly different pshat. There are basically two Mahalchim in the Gemara. And when you go through the question teretz, it's like when you're in a forest, you see the trees, you don't see the whole picture. We'll go through it, and we'll see that there's one nekuda that underlines the two mahalchim of the Gemara, the mahalach of Rashi, which we're going to do today, The Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tamar, Rabbeinu Chanan, a lot of different girsa. And it comes out to two totally different maskanas in the Gemara, and we're going to get back to it. And let's start, as best we could, to try to explain step by step. If you don't take it step by step, it's confusing. Step number one, Yishlama Loid Abaye. What is good Loid Abaye? Let's see. We have here Machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbanon holds that, now again, who was there first? The Dvarim were there first. Right, that's the case. Merchikin Es HaMishra Min HaYerek Kreshim Min HaTzolim Es HaChargol Min HaDvarim. So the Dvarim are there. The Dvarim are there. You're coming to plant Chargol. You have to be Marchik the Chargol from the Dvarim. Later Rabbanan, it's the job of the Baal HaChardol, who came second, to be Marchik totally. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Baal HaChardol has to be Marchik zero. That's the Machlokes, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi, right? The Baal HaChardol, like the Rabbanon, he has to be Marchik. But Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't have to be Marchik. Let's see if this makes sense, like Abaye. What's Abaye's Shita? Abaye's Shita is first come, first serve. Whoever's first has a right. Like we called it, Sus Kedima, Barish. Whoever comes first has a right. That's Abaye Shita. Did the Rabbana make sense like Abaye? The Dvarim came first. Now the Chargul comes, he has to be Marchik. Like Abaye, it's Hoshit, of course. But Abaye says whoever came first has a right to be there. Right? So that's the Rabban, Mishnah Rabbanan. The Rabbanan and Abaye are the same exact thing. Rabbanan say that whoever was there first, the Devarim were there first, they have a right to be there. The Chargul comes second, the Chargul has to be Marchik entirely. What about Rabbi Yossi? What about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Chargul doesn't have to be Marchik. That needs a Hezbollah. That needs an explanation, Loid Abaye. Follow? Because Abaye says, first come, first serve. Abaye's Shita is... See, Abaye doesn't change. Abaye has one Shita throughout, like in the chart. Abaye has one Shita from the beginning of the Sugya to the end of the Sugya. Nothing changes. There's no Machlekes Rishayim in Abaye, pretty much. Everyone agrees with Pshat in Abaye. Abaye says, whoever's first is first. So the Rabbanan say, the Baal HaChargol is second, he's got to be Marchik. It fits Abaye great. Rabbi Yossi, Nidahezner, Rabbi Yossi says that the Baal HaChargol doesn't have to be Marchik at all. He could build right next to the Devarim. He could put a Chargol right next to the Devarim. Why? Why? So in Rabbi Yossi, Tosis brings a chiddush in Rabbi Yossi. He says, Pshat Rabbi Yossi is as follows. Abaye says, when do I say first come, first serve? Whoever's first is right. If they're not both mazik each other. All the cases we had till Chargi, there are two people. There's a tree and a bar. A tree is mazik a bar. A bar is not mazik a tree. Gefes and Zeva was mazik a kaisel. A kaisel is not mazik Gefes and Zeva. Almost all the cases we had so far, except for one case which we'll discuss separately, but every case we had so far on this page was a tanor and a kaisel. A tanor is mazik a kaisel. A kaisel is not mazik a tanor. So the cases where Abaye held, if you come first, you win, that's where the person who came first is tining that I came first, and now when you come, you have no right to be mazik me. Or I came first, and you have no right to make me be mazik. In the case of Devarim and Chargul, Rav Yossi holds that mazik each other. So whoever comes first, Taisus Lashon is, even though Abaye's Shita is, you're allowed to come first. But it's ksas shaloi kahagin. It's a bit improper. You're coming first, and lemaisa, you know that now you're going to cause a problem for your neighbor. He's also ksas shaloi kahagin. When a person does something, Tyson's called ksas shaloi kahagin, then the other person can do the same. We don't make protection for someone who does. The protections of Shechinim is in a normal case. But in a case where the first person did, like we call a Ketash Aleik HaHagim, you can ask, why is it Ketash Aleik HaHagim? But it is, Lamaisa, he put the Devarim there first. And since he put the Devarim first, he knows it's going to be bad for the other person's Chargul. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, there are no Dini Harchaka. The Baal HaDvarim can build up to his boundary, the Baal HaDvash up to his boundary, and either they talk and make some gentleman's agreement to do whatever they want, or everyone does it, everyone leaves it there, and each one is saival the hezek of the other. Okay, this is the Bishlam Olay Abaya, Maskon Olay Abaya. Abaya is not going to change. Abaya holds Samech, and Abaya is not going to change. Nothing's going to change in Abaya. So let's try. Best we could. When you learn a Gemara like this, you really should do it on a piece of paper yourself, because all of these charts are very good. If best are if you write them. As you figure out the Gemara, you write them, then it works. But let's try.
Am I supposed to explain how you make this in it? Reason why we call them special payment is in it.
So no, like Kahagin,
no,
remember the Rabbanon who hold these only in Nizik, they don't say Ketash like Kahagin. So Rabbi Yossi who comes along and says he's a Mazik too. Just like he's a Nizik, he's a Mazik. And that's why it's Shalai Kahagin. What's Tyson's Lashon?
Even though he's a
Mazik. Good question. Okay. What you're saying is good. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to put that aside. You're right. But look in Taisus Lashon, the end of the narrow lines. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Kivan didvayrim maski chargul v'asa k'tashu like ha'egin shesamach ala meitzem shezeh asad l'slaif l'zraya chargul avi shabedin eni yachal l'maynay shalai yismach m'kamakim k'tashu like ha'egin oisa gamal chargul yachal yismach. Okay. Now what you're asking, the answer is complicated, I'm not sure. You have to remember we're talking about Yossi, well done, is a Kohachik, and he's like Abaya. And what I'm saying is not clear, because we'll see soon, but anyway, let's leave it at this. Rabbanan say that the Chargul is Machik, and Rabbi Yossi says that the Chargul So the whole job is to understand Shadr Rabbi Yossi and Shadr Rabbanan. Okay, we go step by step in the Gemara. Gemara starts that who came first? The Baal HaDvarim. That's how the Gemara starts the sugya. Yeah? That the Dvarim were first. Okay? Dvarim were first. That's the sound of the sugya starts. So the Gemara starts Bishlom HaLachayim. So by Abaya's shita is that you're allowed to be silent. That's not going to change. Abaya, nothing changes. So Rabbanan say the Chargul is Marachik. Why? It's easy. Chargul is second. So of course he's the one that has to be Marachik. Right? Chargul is second. That's Abaya's shita. That the Chargul has to be Marachik. So like this, that's Pashit. So this is the light of my ears. This is Pashut. Rabbi Yossi needs a hesber. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Baal Chargul was second. So what's going on? So we have in the hesber of Asa Shalai Kaigin. Who was Asa Shalai Kaigin? The Baal HaDvarim. Baal HaDvarim did Ketzas Shalai Kaigin, and therefore we don't protect the Baal HaDvarim.
And therefore, the balatargu could go right up to the lock. Hey, this is the bishlomo le'abaya. You take these sheets, you read it inside, bishlomo le'abaya, this hesver. So le'abaya, it's good. Elo le'rava, what should be like? Elo le'rava, it's shem. Next step. Okay? We'll call this the first step in the Gemara. Okay? The first step is Bishlam Abai, Kosher Lelech. That is the Zichus Shara Rava. Because Rava doesn't agree that the first come, first serve. He says it can't come first. Coming first doesn't help you. So here, why should the Baal HaChayil have to be Marachik? The Rabban and Zichus don't shtim. So the Rava, this is for sure. Because he holds my son. Right? He holds the my son. It's also give this sheep in the whole sugya. It's my son. That's Pasha and Shrek. If Mara says, Rabbi Yossi is also Shrek.
Well, how come
we have an answer to say that? Since he went ahead, he didn't do it. He was able to do it. He didn't do it. Other than the change, he didn't do it. If you'll call it Rishos. No, it wasn't Rishos. Samach Be'eser said Pashtus is that it won't help. Now I feel Taina that I was here already 3 years and I have a Chazaka, so that'll get into the end of Machloikis, so we'll Taina Chazaka. But let's say there's no Chazaka, he's coming right away with a Taina. So light Rabban, it's easy to share. Light Rabbi Yaisi, watch share. But Rabbi Yaisi, the Chayru Rav is right. The first person came, doesn't help him. So this is the problem in Rashi. How is it shver? It's called from the Gemara, Dele Rava, Idol Laisama Chechi Mishkach Aslav. The Gemara's lashon is that it's shver from Rabbi Yaisi. Ema sefer Rabbi Yaisi Mate Bechado, Idol Laisama Chechi Mishkach Aslav. What's going on? So the way Tosfos and the Maram explain, Light Rava, coming first is meaningless. It doesn't matter who came. Coming first is nothing. If coming first is nothing, so what's the din if you have two neighbors that are mazik each other? They should split the harchaka 50-50. Now, how much harchaka is there between bees and mustard? I don't know. Gemara doesn't say a number. Maybe somebody saw you. Somebody says the amount. I didn't see anybody says the amount. Whatever the achaka is, the Maram Taisus explained it's Shver like Rava that they should split it 50-50. And because since nobody coming first helps like Abaya, so the Maram says that this is the Gemara's kasha that they should split it 50-50. Now this part of the Gemara is an especially difficult part. What's the kasha like Rabbi Yaisi? What's kasha on Rava from Rabbi Yaisi? We're saying the kasha is that like Rava, it should be 50-50. Okay, it's a good pshat. We see it in the Gemara; it's hard, but that's what the Maram is coming to explain. That the chalukah should be a 50-50 chalukah. Okay, again, this is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Now, what's the Gemara's teretz? Omer Papa Vlekech. Now here again, it's very hard to learn the Gemara without Tosfos the Maram to explain. What does Lekeach mean? We're going to unravel. That was Samach Behetel. That's what Lekeach means. That was Samach Behetel. Who was Samach Behetel? So, again, Tosfos and the Maram explain Rashi. Truth is, this part is Beferish and Rashi. You know what the main teretz of Lekeach is? Till now we thought the Devarim came first. The teretz of Lekeach is, no, the Chardol came first. That's really the main nekuda of the teretz. It's true, the teretz is with Samach Be'eteiru, because these are Lekeach. But the main point of this teretz is that the Chardol came first, and therefore everything's going to change now. It came first, and it came Be'eteiru. The Gemara answers, the second step in the Gemara, it is Bilokeach. So the chargal was first. That's the point of the terrace. Right? The chargal was first. That's the point of the terrace for Lake Hayah. Of the next step in the Gemara. Now, if the chargal came first, you have to go in order. First the Rabbanan. Does that answer the Rabbanan Shita? The Rabbanan Shita is the chargal has to be marfik. Does that answer the Rabbanan Shita? It doesn't answer anything. So the Gemara asked that kasha immediately. The next kasha the Gemara is going to ask is, what is Lekeach help for the Rabbanan? Iba Lekeach, my time is the Rabbanan. If it's talking about Lekeach, so what's Pshat? What does Lekeach help you? So I can't fill in anything in this box, because the next Gemara's kasha is that it doesn't answer this. The kasha, the next step in the Gemara, can be said. We're going to have, I said, kasha teretz. So the next kasha, and the next teretz, is going to explain this thing. In other words, until you get to the next teretz, you don't know how does Lekeach answer the kasha. We don't know how it answers the kasha, because the Gemara right away says, Ibalekeach, my time is the Rabbanan. You didn't explain the Rabbanan yet. So let's see. Does Lekeach explain Rabbi Yossi? Explains Rabbi Yossi. Yes, it explains Pashas. How does it explain Rabbi Yossi? That the Chargul was first. And it was Samach Behetelech before Kayach. Rabbi Yossi's sheet is the Chargul was not Marchik at all. So the Mela comes out very good. It comes out good that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a case of Samach Behetelech. Samach Behetelech. But the chargal was first, so it's very geschmack that you're not marching. Now, step 3 and 4 has nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi. That kasha and teretz has nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi. And the follow up, then the fifth kasha, and number 6, which is the teretz, has nothing to do with Rabban. So as we start to fill in number 4 here, but 5 and 6 has nothing to do with Rabban. And 3 and 4 really has nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi we're going to come to now in the next kasha. So let's finish Rabbi Yossi. Okay? So Rabbi Yossi, we answered Samach Behetera. So Rabbi Yossi is very geschmack. He holds that he came first. You're Samach Behetera. The Balachargal is okay. Fract the Gemara, I'm skipping this kasha and teretz, which is in the Rabbanan. But the next kasha is, if so, why does Rabbi Yossi maida by Mishra V'Yerek? Why, in the other cases of Mishra V'Yerek, why is he made it? If it's talking some of their Taylor, so why is he made it in the other cases of the Mishra V'Yerek and the creation? There he holds some of their Taylor doesn't work. So here the Gemara asks the fifth step. Why is he made in the Resha? In the Resha by Mishra and Yerek, why is he made in the Kasha? If it's Samach Behetera, why is he made in the Resha? So the Gemara answers, no. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds some of that Torah doesn't work. Some of that Torah does not work. You change it. And Chargal is different because since each one is mazik the other one, so there's no chi of harchaka. But really, he's why is he made in the Resha? Because he holds some of that Torah is not a harchaka. Right, some of the Hesed doesn't help, which is really Rava Shita. We took this whole thing by Rava, which is really Rava Shita, and some of the Torah doesn't help. And Chargal Shani. Chargal is different because they're both married with each other. Right? This is the way the Gemara goes through according to Rabbi Yossi. According to this, we're still talking about Lekeach.
The question is, why do you need Lekeia? Because otherwise, you would have to be married 50-50. But since it's a case of Lekeia, so that's why you're allowed to keep the Chayda where it is. Just answer that question. And the Mishra, the Yarka, they're not Mazik each other. So there, he's made that the Mazik is the one who has to be Mazik. This Rav Ashita, the son of Beteri, doesn't work. That's why he's... Yeah. Why was the tzad that by lekeya samach behetera works like Rava, which is not Rava Shita in the first place? Okay, we have to take a look inside again and see. Okay, I'm missing the two steps like the Rabbana, which I'm going to fill in one, just number four like the Rabbana, and that will fill in Mirtz Hashem on Sunday. And the reason I want to go through this and take it down is because it's not just from shot, you can't just hear in a shiur. You have to sit down and work it out by yourself. You really have to do is take a blank piece of paper and try to come up with basically the same chart going step by step. The point I want to make to you, which I'm going to make on Sunday, is that the main nekuda of Rashi is that Rashi ends up with this side, and he's going to end up that way into Rabbanan too. Rashi shita is that Samach Behetta doesn't help, and that's Taisus Shita. When we learn Chafei Mitbeis, I read to you part of this Taisus, which is Taisus Halibi de Rashi. That's the Shita of Rashi and Taisus, that the Maskana is Samach Behetta doesn't help. If you look back, when we started the first year on Layach, when we started Chafei Mitbeis, I told you that Shita's Rashi to Taisus, the Samach Behetta is not an answer. It doesn't work. That's all Gebait on this shot in the Gemara, and you're going to see in line 4 it's going to say the same thing. Solitaire doesn't work. The Rosh says that the reason, not the only reason, but the first reason the Rosh says that others didn't like this shot is because they held in Svara that some of Behetera should work. And the other shot, the other Girsa, which we're going to deal with, on Sunday, is going to end up that some of Behetera does work. And that's going to be the Nekudas HaMachlokes that comes out of the two Gersois. So again, I'm not going to work through the whole shot again. Hopefully you'll work it out yourself. I'll fill in just what's missing according to Rabbanan. And the kashas on the shot, hopefully we'll come back to at least the main kashas on this Yitzhak Shem on Sunday.